It's time for Notre Dame's Best Hockey Show. From the WVFI studios in the second floor of the Duncan Student Center, it's 5 for Fighting Irish. Now, here's your hosts, Andrew McGinnis, Ryan Murphy, and Tyler Reedy. Let's drop the puck.
Why can I not find the normal part of this song?
It's fairly far into the song.
I was going to say.
I'm really far into the
we
song.
We are Penn State.
We
are Penn State.
Oh, whoa.
No, nope, you're missing the important context, boys.
Yeah, no.
I'm aware of who else uses that song.
Yeah, we also
I just don't particularly care for that team.
Yeah,
so I'm using the more fun
and
version.
And it's the Phillies who, for some reason, play it at the start of every postseason game.
The Phillies also use that?
The Phillies always play it at home postseason games, like right when the broadcast is coming
on. I guess given the amount of Penn State fans, they're probably also
Phillies
fans.
Yeah, that actually is true.
True.
It's a good song.
Hold on.
It's a painful song.
Oh,
Andrew, I gotta ask you.
You guys won the last playoff series you played against the Bruins.
That is true. It also was 10 years ago, though, and we haven't beaten them in 5. So. How you doing, Andrew? You want to talk about it?
New year, same Leafs.
New year, same Leafs. New year, same Leafs.
God, I love hockey.
Damn, what a show we have in store for you today.
Clip that. Woo!
Next, I'm going to play the Knicks win song.
Go, New York, go, New York, go.
Go.
That's really what it is.
Yes.
No, it's not like their official win song, it's their
thing
song.
People say.
So the other one is Bing Bong.
Are both of these from the Power Rangers?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Andrew, have you watched The Urinating Tree?
Yeah.
If you guys haven't watched The Urinating Tree, congratulations. Watch it. It's his greatest work he's ever done.
I'm happy it's only a minute and 37 seconds. It could have been so much longer.
It's his greatest work. I mean, it was at both times
honestly,
hilarious and dark. It was so dark.
True.
It was, I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So, how was Saturday night for you?
Really fun. I will say, before we get into this, last week I wrote an article for The Observer, power ranking the goal songs of playoff teams. I underestimated Panama. That's a freaking great song. Mm. I had a good time with that for those 3 William Nylander goals in games 6 and 7. And not a good time for the 0 goals scored by every single other player on the team.
Yeah. The zero goals scored by the other, like, $30 million they have dedicated their roster to.
Wait, so why exactly are you a Leafs fan?
Do you know who Steve Dangle is, Jimmy?
No way.
It's our special guest, then.
It's our Steve Dangle! Welcome to the show!
It's not. I wish it was.
We could run Steve Dangle highlights, and that would be very entertaining.
We definitely could. For anyone who doesn't know, which is probably everyone who's listening to this, who isn't currently here, and also includes some of the people who are here, Steve Dangle is a YouTuber, a hockey YouTuber. This was his 17th season of his LFR series, Leafs Fan Reaction, in which he makes a video recapping every single Toronto Maple Leafs game, which he's done since, I believe, the 08-09 season, I think was the first year he did it
for. He's done it for a long time.
He's done it for forever, essentially. I first discovered Steve during the end of the 15-16 season, when the Leafs were terrible the year. That was the year they finished last and got Auston Matthews. The Flyers were right on the playoff bubble that year, and our third to last game of the regular season was against Toronto. And we tied it late in the third period, wound up losing in overtime. Got a point, but it wasn't ideal to not get 2. And so I just remember just like looking for highlights or just like people talking about the game and stuff. And I stumbled upon my first Steve Dangle LFR, and I thought it was very funny and well done. And so I watched it, and I watched the next one. And when he came back the next season, I started watching them. And I have not missed an LFR since then. I mean, what is that now? Jeez, that's gonna be
a long time.
Have you seen? I went through a Steve Dangle phase myself.
It's at least 400 LFRs I've watched.
Yeah, I never could get into the LFRs. I always liked his takes on other sports, except I was a Canadian, or not other sports, but you know, just the sport in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was a Canadiens fan, so I couldn't really stand too much Leafs talk.
That's fair. Yes, he also has a podcast. He has a podcast network. In fact, that's what he does full time now.
He's made a lot of money on it.
Yeah, used to work for Sportsnet, which is like ESPN of Canada, or one of them, up there with like TSN, and it was the other big one.
Have you seen that guy? I don't know. Do you watch TikTok or no?
I do not watch TikTok.
There's this one guy
that is not even TikTok, I don't think.
There's this one guy that I've
seen. That's Drake and Josh.
No.
What's no, no, guy? Even further off, actually.
Right, cultural reference.
That's a Twitch streamer, actually, is what we're looking for.
So,
what's up, brothers?
I've seen this guy on,
Drake and Josh is like, hug me, brother. So
TikTok / Instagram Reels, mostly Instagram Reels, but he is, like, this massive Leafs fan, and he has this, like, crazy basement that's, like,
I might have like, seen
a bunch of Leafs.
I've probably seen a picture
mannequins
of
wearing jerseys and helmets and
maybe
signed jerseys.
Stuff,
typical Leafs fan.
And every time they win, he posts a video of him, like, right as the buzzer sounding at the end of a game, and he's, like, screaming, like, go Leafs! Another beer! And then he walks over to this beer machine that he has that's, like, a bunch of Canadian beer, takes it, chugs it, and then just continues to scream, go Leafs! Like, for, like, 45 seconds.
See? This is why the Leafs
are annoying.
Every fan base has people
I know.
Yes,
I know.
Let me. Well, wait. When the NHL goes to Utah, maybe then we'll not have any fans with alcohol problems. But until that happens,
nope.
There is no fan base that gets to lay that claim.
Just closeted alcohol problems.
What's the name going to be for the
Yetis?
Utah.
No,
that's a question.
Did you see the bracket? They had a bracket. They're going to do like a fan vote.
Yeah,
bracket.
Yetis. Yeah, Yetis are on.
Are they actually doing a fan vote bracket?
Yeah. I think they are.
Announced
hockey
it on the
team,
Pat McAfee
hockey team face.
There are only like three plausible names out
the
of
Yetis.
That. And I think if they were to go the Yetis, I think the Yetis is okay. Considering the NHL already has the Kraken, though, I think that might be unbearable.
Well,
what?
How about how the Avalanche used to have like
fun.
Bigfoot?
Oh, God.
You mean unbearable?
Yeah, what do you mean unbearable?
Here,
I got one with tigers, lions, and bears.
Oh my!
There, exactly. There we go.
But yeah, we are back. We had our final full show last week. Tyler Reedy is not here. He's taking a final.
Boom.
Womp womp.
Ryan
Boo.
Murphy is leaving pretty soon, I believe.
I got like 10 minutes left in me. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll leave it up to you, Murphy.
We might have a special guest. Apparently.
Yeah, we might. I'm keeping you guys in the dark because it's going to be a fun guest if they come.
But what if they don't come?
Well, then it's not going to be.
Okay.
Then there's no guest.
Can we get three hints?
Can we get hints?
I saw them while I was walking into Duncan today. Like, right now. Like,
Kieran.
10 minutes ago. Not Kieran. Mm-hmm. Kieran Cantwell?
Yeah.
No. Why?
In the studio when Kieran was here?
Do you guys want to hear the other trademarks that the Utah filed?
Yeah, let's hear them.
So we get the Blizzard, the Venom, the Fury. Utah Hockey Club.
Ugh. Nope.
Oh, this isn't Europe.
Which, by the way, I have a contention with the Yetis. It's going to sound super obnoxious. If they go with the Yetis, it needs to be the Yeti.
Yeah, it needs to be
Yetis.
The Yeti. Yeah.
Yetis is not plural of
Good
Yeti.
Good take.
Outlaws, Mammoth,
Is that like the plural?
I think that would be awesome. And the Ice. And I only think the Yeti...
The ice cannot happen.
And the ice? Team plays on ice.
You got to go to Utah HC before ice.
I agree. I think Utah HC, the Yetis, and the Mammoth are the only three plausible names.
I honestly don't hate Utah HC if that's what, like, if it wasn't... The problem is you can't have one HC.
I think it's going to be a temporary name.
Yeah. I don't mind the concept of going to, like... Club-based,
yeah, because we've all seen how that worked out.
No, if
you're gonna talk about the Washington, that's the problem too. It was the only team that uses that moniker.
Yeah. If you look at all the PWHL teams, they've had a lot of success with no names.
Exactly,
that's been
one of the
conversations in hockey circles. Is the fact that they didn't go to names, and it's worked out really well with them.
I think it is very easy to make a stupid name. By and large, American sports have done well to, when they have a stupid name, lean into it and make it a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do not hate the idea, if you're going to try something new, to go to the European model of just be a city and club, and or in this case,
good
state
take,
and
JJ.
Club, and let it be. It's just going to be very weird if they're the only team in the NHL that is doing that.
I think it would just be temporary, like a Washington football thing. I mean, besides, North American teams don't have terrible names. They have terrible jerseys, right, Jimmy?
Jimmy. Lock in.
The Tigers just hit a home run.
Tigers just hit a leadoff homer.
Are they wearing their City Connects?
They did
Connects?
Not hit a leadoff homer with their jerseys, though.
No, all right. Is that what you guys are talking about?
I didn't hate the jerseys.
I thought they looked really
okay,
bad.
Okay, so
I love the concept. I love the concept. They just executed it so terribly.
Here's my problem with the concept.
Lightning McQueen jersey would have been better.
Here's my problem with the concept.
The hat could have said ka-chow instead of Detroit.
I get everything that is on the jersey, I understand. I understand the Motor City aspect of it. They've liked to do that recently in Detroit. All the car stuff is cool. Like, I don't know if you looked at the minor details, but it's cool. But I'm sick of the black pants in baseball. Like, the Phillies have them too.
Amen.
The Mariners, the Reds. The Reds was executed a little bit better, though. But
no, I hate the Reds even.
I'm just sick of, like, the Motor City stuff that they're doing. It's just, like, a repeat. Like, the Pistons have two uniforms from the past 4 years that just say Motor City, and they have racing stripes. Now, I get that it's not tire tread, but it's the same thing, and it just feels lazy at this point. Like, people were excited for this. And then the electric blue, I also
and
have a problem
Tigers
with.
The Tigers just have so much more history that they could have dug into.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just didn't.
No, I know.
At all.
And it was like, okay, my worry going in was it was going to be some fluorescent orange jersey that just looked like childish, which I'm glad it wasn't that. But black and electric blue, just first of all, don't go together. You're not the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And like your second color is orange. A tiger is orange. Why is that not in it at all? Orange and white with this would have looked pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it could be.
And people wouldn't have hated it as much, I think.
This kind of lends. I'm a big fan of continuity, and that's also why I say about the, like, off the original topic with the Coyotes, too. Why not just keep the Coyotes? I don't hate it.
Utah has Coyotes.
I think that was a dumb move.
Although, I will say,
the Kachina is a great logo.
I will say,
there is precedent for it with the Atlanta Flames moving Calgary
and
keeping
the Jazz.
As a fan that's had my team removed from my clasp several times, it does smack a certain degree of disrespect to keep the everything. Like, I feel like if you're going to don't relocate a team. But if you insist, you got to do a clean break because it just.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it adds.
But then, and also
well,
in the
I wonder if there's something.
I don't wish getting a team relocated on anybody, but if it has to happen, it really makes it more annoying
the
when
NHL
they take everything
else. If the NHL returns to Arizona, though, want another Coyotes or do they want something new?
No, I think you'll want a Coyotes.
Well, because they're done in both ways. They've had two Winnipeg Jets.
And that worked out.
Have
really
we noticed
well.
The NHL
yes,
is kind of
but
is,
they've also,
bad at this?
when they went back to Atlanta, that was a new team, Thrashers rather than the Flames again.
And that
but
did
that was
not
already Calgary,
out.
In fairness, mm-hmm. so they really couldn't have.
Yeah.
The NHL isn't very good at this, are they?
No.
No, not really.
I kind of think
the NHL stinks as a front office. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What part about
best,
it do you want to talk about?
I was saying, we can go a lot of different directions with this.
All right, and this is going to be the only thing we talk about.
The State of the Union.
No. I think the MLB is much worse.
No.
I don't
know.
That's a horrible take.
Yeah, I can't
be with you on that, Ryan.
Dude, that is so bad, Ryan.
You don't think Rob Manfred is the worst commissioner in sports? I think he's the worst commissioner.
No,
in
I'm not
I think
talking
it's Bettman,
commissioner.
Clearly.
Yeah, buddy. I think
you just look at the labor issues.
Here.
I mean,
Roger
what you want
Goodell.
About-
I think they're both worse than Batman.
Roger Goodell is. I don't know about Roger Goodell's ethics. Roger Goodell is good at his job.
And then flip the other three.
I don't know about the ethics of it all. Roger Goodell is good at being the NFL commissioner.
He is.
Yeah,
he is good.
The ethics of being good at the NFL commissioner is a different story entirely. But he at least is good at what he does.
It's also just.
I cannot say the same.
No,
I don't know if I agree with that.
It's also just fun to boo Roger Goodell.
Oh, it's fun to boo every commissioner.
Roger Goodell. Does anyone like Roger Goodell? But I think everyone does acknowledge that, like,
he does a good job.
He does a good job.
But well, the NFL is in a great spot.
For making the NFL good, yes.
Name me a case why Gary Bettman's any worse than those guys.
PR? One. Two.
Okay.
You have a...
What is PR?
Can I bring up the... the gay rights tape that the league
what
just
is
started.
Our, yeah, what is our...
That's not a good moment.
Let's say, let's...
Like, that is a bad moment for your league, and that you did not communicate that to your team, to your front offices and your teams, that's a pretty bad thing for a commissioner to do, if you ask
but
me.
This is a different type of issue, but how about Major League Baseball with the jersey situation currently?
Correct.
Very, very different, obviously, in terms of the real-world impact, but, I mean, I think that's
and,
a very
and
present
Rob Manfred's
story right now.
Record on labor is... possibly worse than Bettman's, and that's remarkable.
I don't know about
remarkable.
That.
Remarkable.
I think my stance on the labor part is every major league commissioner is inherently going to have a bad record on labor.
That's fair.
It's just a matter of how
Bettman's
drastically awful that record is.
A season and two half seasons to lockouts. Manfred had like a season delayed by one
week.
That's
true, but Bettman was faced with actually implementing a salary cap.
He didn't have to.
Well, he didn't have to, but he—that was his job, right? Like he.
But
it
why?
Was his
but
job.
What says that? That's his job.
I can't believe I'm on this radio show actually defending Gary Bettman's record.
Known
on
pro
anything.
Gary Bettman.
I am
Ryan
not
Murphy.
Pro Gary Bettman.
Gary Bettman enthusiast.
Here. Ryan Murphy, you heard it here first, folks.
Gary Bettman.
Gary bet on him, Murphy.
Hashtag bet in.
Ryan bet on him.
I do not like Gary Bettman. I just don't think. He's a terrible commissioner, at least out of the
I mean, the league
the
is still afloat.
One.
I think the bar...
It's
for, I think
afloat,
it's pretty easy to not be a terrible commissioner.
I think
you know how long Gary Bettman's been the
I think
commissioner?
Well,
like if the league is running, you're not a terrible commissioner.
If this was evaluated two to 4 years ago, I would maybe put Bedford above Manfred. I feel like Manfred has really recovered these last few years.
Yeah, I like the changes Manfred's made.
The changes have worked
made.
Out very
yep.
well.
That's
look
fair.
At the demographics of ticket buyers. Younger audiences are making up a bigger percentage
Dude,
of the
baseball
audiences.
Is people are getting back into the seats.
Baseball is back.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. If you were to talk about this during the COVID like lockout period, I think he would probably have been the most hated person in North American sports at that time.
I feel like
now
the,
you're probably right. He's not.
I feel like the NHL could have handled the salary cap better. I know the owners wanted the cap to jump a lot sooner than it did. I will give him credit for the TV deals. I feel like that worked out well in America. We'll see what happens with their next Canadian deal, which is coming up, I believe, after maybe next season.
I think
it's close. But yeah. Ryan, you've got to leave in like a minute. Do you want to do Puck-Doku now?
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Do you have the song? Your mic is off, Jake.
Yeah, I know. We were talking back here.
We were doing an off-call discussion.
Yeah,
we were talking in the control room.
You're slandering me, not off the mic.
No, not you.
Say it to our faces.
Gary Bettman, of course.
It's time for Puck-Doku. Who do we got today?
We've got a great grid in store for you, Jake. On the horizontal side, we've got the Ottawa Senators, 10-plus goals in the playoffs for your career.
Wow.
And 2-plus teams played for in the same season.
Dang.
All right, cool. I'm going to start us off with a banger here with the Boston Bruins for 2-plus teams played in a season. I'm going to go with Drew Stafford.
Related to Matthew?
No. 0.3%.
Did he also go to high school with Clayton Kershaw?
What an athletic high school that would have been.
For the Buffalo Sabres and 2-plus teams, I'm going to go with another banger. Let's go with Robert Haig.
Hey.
Bang, 0.4%.
I bet the send him to the Haig jokes were top tier.
And
he played.
For the Pittsburgh Penguins, I'm going to go with another former Flyer. Everyone's least favorite member of the 2021 Flyers. That entire locker room hated this guy. Mark Friedman. Bang, 0.4%.
Any relation to Marcus?
No. Not absolutely.
Oh,
not.
Wait, was it Friedman or Freeman?
No, Friedman.
Oh,
any relation to Elliot Friedman? The answer is also
okay,
no.
Okay, the joke still works, actually.
Dropping in with a Phillies update. Kyle Schwarber just hit a home run.
Yay!
6-1.
Let's go. Good job, Kyle. Fun fact, Kyle Schwarber does not have a double or triple yet this season.
He's on my fantasy team, though, and he rakes.
Every hit has been a single or a home run. He's got one of both today.
You know who also rakes? Riley Green.
And Bryce
the
Harper.
The only player who rakes.
Bryce Harper, who's on my team. He had a 3-run homer today.
I saw Riley Green. Do you know that?
In
minor leagues.
He's good.
I've got a great
one.
Did
he also tear up the Cape Cod League?
He was not in the
Much
Cape.
Like a certain member of the Notre Dame baseball team.
Hey, he's coming back, baby.
He is. Well, we'll get into that later.
All right. I'm going to go with Patrick Brown for Senators and Bruins. 0.6%. There we go. I'm thinking about Ron Hainsey for Sens Penguins. I'm not committing to that totally, but I am thinking about it. I'm trying to think if I can think of anyone better potentially, like some type of depth fourth line center. How is everyone else doing? Anyone else got any options here that they want to put down?
For what?
Anything.
I put Ryan Miller for 2+ teams played in a career in Sabres, and he had 2%, which is...
I'm surprised it's that low.
I'm surprised it's
that
low,
too. Well, remember,
it's
2+ teams played for in the same season.
Oh!
Yeah.
Didn't realize.
Very important distinction.
I probably would have got that wrong.
Yeah, you're honestly kind of lucky.
I am super lucky.
Yeah, because he got traded to the Blues in like 13-14, I believe, was the season. Midway through that year. I'm trying to think of like the 10+ playoff goals. I've got a great one for Buffalo 10+ playoff goals. Yeah. And it's going to be an ironic one. I'm hoping it counts. Yeah, 1%. Ville Leino. He scored none of those playoff goals for the Sabres. And in fact, he scored a Game 6 overtime winner against them. And it caused the Sabres to give him one of the worst contracts in NHL history.
That's crazy.
He did it for the Flyers. That's why I know. I'm thinking about Max Talbot potentially for 10+ goals in a playoff career for Pittsburgh.
I'll try that out for you. See what it gets.
Maxime, how we doing? What was it? Is it right?
Just trying to find it on my... There we go.
Yeah, you have to do Maxime.
0.9%.
Let's go. I'm going to put him then. My sister and I, when he was a kid, he was on the Flyers, we called him Maximum Talbot. Which we thought was fun. Boston, 10+ goals in a playoff career. What about like Adam Oates? What do we go old school? I'm thinking about that.
1%.
Adam Oates, all right. I'm debating then still. As I man, if I can get a one uniqueness score, that would be hype. Senators, Sabres, there's definitely some good ones there. Curtis Lazar is someone I think of right away. Tyler Ennis is another one.
I'm going to put in Lazar. That got 3%.
I don't think Andrew Hammond was ever a Sabre. I don't think so.
No.
Don't believe so.
That would have been a good one, though.
Robin Leonard would also work for this one, but he'd probably score a little higher. I guess like 6%.
I got one.
Hi.
For 2+ teams for the Bruins.
We've already done that one.
Well, I'm just saying that I got one.
Oh, who'd you put?
It wasn't a good score either.
Was it?
Bertuzzi. I tried.
You did. And it happened to the best of us.
What was that guy's name who has the statue who like jumped?
Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
You know Bobby Brink on the Flyers? His middle name is Orr.
That's really?
Bobby Orr Brink.
That's
4%.
Cool.
For Bobby Orr? For 10+ goals playoff career?
Yep.
I'm honestly surprised it's not higher.
Me too. Because I know.
I'm going to put... I'm trying to think of a good one for Sens Sabres here. God, I feel like I'm like on the cusp of someone really good. But I could also just be making that up. Craig Anderson's also...
What'd you do for Penguins 2+ teams played in the season?
I went with Mark Friedman.
What'd you get?
0.4.
Oh, gosh. That was better than me. I did Marlowe, 0.9.
Hey, there, yeah, that's a good one. He would have been going for 10+ goals in playoff career, too. But he was never a Senator, so...
Yeah.
Sadness. I just got to move on here. Let's do Adam Oates. Here we go. For Sens Penguins. Who did I say I was going to do? I said Ron Hainsey. Let's do it. I'm scared about that one. I wish I could count Jason Spezza for being an AGM. Let's go with Hainsey, I think. I'm debating. I'm thinking. Not Dominic Moore. Not, what's that guy? Matt Cullen. I don't think he was ever a Senator. I'm going with Ron Hainsey. 1%. There we go. And then that's the question. Do I play it safe with the 3% for Lazar, or do I risk it with Tyler Ennis?
Wait, hold on. I probably have a hack. I can probably tell you.
No, don't tell me. It's okay. Cheating.
I don't know.
He hates when you do that.
I do hate it.
The Doku Jr.
Respect.
Is wild.
Yeah, the Doku Jr. I hate. I always hate when it's junior teams. It's London Knights and Oshawa Generals on the horizontal and 500+ career points and Stanley Cup winner. And Mitch Marner, I don't think it's either of those categories,
nope.
So I'm out for London.
Definitely not Stanley Cup winner.
Definitely not. Neither is Max Domi.
Yeah. I had wondered if Ty, his dad, had played for...
probably did.
London, but it was wrong.
It also does not fit either of those categories. Travis Konecny.
Where did he play?
London. London and Oshawa,
no.
I believe. Was he not a London Knight at some point?
No, he just wouldn't fit the 500+ points.
He's closing in on them. He'll get there soon. And hopefully Stanley Cup winner at some point with the Flyers, but we'll see. I said at some point. Don't laugh. I'm going to put Tyler Ennis.
I would like to share an accomplishment.
No, 5%.
You'd like to share an accomplishment?
Yeah.
It relates to grids.
Did you good on the baseball grid today? I did not.
I got a 0.05%.
For the total score? Or the
for one score.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. But guess who? Red Sox, 300-plus average season.
Who'd you put?
You're supposed to guess.
Oh, I'm supposed to guess. Oh, gosh. This is going to be like a Philly, isn't it?
No.
Or like a pitcher.
No, but the name should be very familiar to you.
Oh, no. What former Philly or Philly killer is this? It's not Trey Mancini. It's not Yordan Alvarez. It's not anyone from those Astros teams. Oh, is it Schwarbs? It's not Schwarbs, no.
Nope.
I was thinking maybe when he came over at the deadline. I put Jacoby Ellsbury for that one and got 2%, which I was okay with, but I got two wrong on the overall grid.
You are so far off.
Curse you, Ike Davis. Who is it? Yaz?
Nope.
Notre Dame product, by the way. Mike Carl Yastrzemski.
It is. Oh, crazy. 1903 World Series champion, Jimmy Collins.
Let's go.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
No way.
Dude, so you're telling me you went back in time traveled?
I just like
who's this mystical man of the future?
Anyone, a big bat. Anyone remember the book stories? But I forget who wrote those books. It was like this kid could time travel with baseball cards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Hold on, I'm looking it up now.
It was like
ask four kids that all want to do sports media. Yeah, I think we all know those.
And like Mike Lupica.
Yeah, let's go.
I
was never a Mike Lupica guy.
The,
I'm not gonna
the
lie.
And me
Heat,
books.
Heat was my favorite Mike Lupica.
Summer ball man. Peak.
I never could get into the mic.
Jimmy and Me, his newest book coming out soon.
Some of those books were heat though, in no pun intended.
Well,
let's look at the career of Jimmy Collins. Oh, he was also a manager. Was he a player manager? Because the timelines overlap. Hold on, is this the same guy? He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's that's the only reason I know him, because when I went to the Hall of Fame, I remember.
Like, yeah, oh, he was a he was a player manager for that 1903 Red Sox team.
That's my
or
guy.
Or Red Stockings, as I should probably say for the
Let's
time.
Let's go.
The Red Stockings.
Led the league in games played and at-bats in 1900. And also led the league in home runs with 15 and total bases with 286 in 1898.
Oh, wait, no. He was on the Boston Americans, not the Red Stockings.
The oh, brutal.
And also the Bean Eaters.
He once had a little...
He played for two different Boston
teams. This man had a 132 RBI season with only six home runs.
He also has 1,999 hits.
And they say
we talk
about
hockey.
They do.
He's one hit shy of the 2,000 hit club.
Murph, what happened on your dinner?
He's like, Dee Dee. I'm late to it, so I have to run, unfortunately, but I'm glad I got the last half, or the first half of the last Five for Fighting Irish.
Well, actually, we might do one next week, because Tyler's going to be here.
I will legitimately call in.
I will call in. I don't know if we can do multiple callers.
Tyler, not Tyler, Jacob, are you not staying for lacrosse?
No, I'm going home.
Coward.
Coward, indeed.
Abby Majin is disappointed. Your lack of
enthusiasm. It is time for the revenge series or game.
Buddy, I will be in Boston College when they play Boston
here
College.
Here we go again.
I will be there in my suit and all with a tie.
And
all right?
What could possibly
and it will
go
be
wrong.
On these.
It's like this year is going to be the Bills year. This year is going to be the Bills year. This year we're going to beat Boston College in the quarterfinals.
This year is going to be the Leafs year.
This year we're going to beat Boston College in the quarterfinals.
They're not going to lose in game 7 again.
I'm telling you, Lily Callahan, home game, revenge
home game.
Game,
revenge
we're locked
game.
In.
We're going to Cary.
Hammer Notre Dame money line.
Which game do we go to, though? Do we go to Lincoln Financial, or do we go to Cary?
You go to
Link. No, it would have to be Cary. If women's lacrosse made it, it would be the first one in program history.
You can
men's
stay with
won
me.
Men's won a title already.
And they're going to win another one.
Yeah, I was saying, like, we know what's going to happen there.
They're winning.
Like, if the woman managed to get past Boston College, by golly.
They could seriously do it.
No, they'd have to play Northwestern, so probably not.
I am moving from the dining hall cups on the... second to the top shelf of the VFI studio to the dining hall cups in South Dining Hall.
Bye.
I didn't understand that reference, but bye.
Look behind you.
Oh, wow. There are right? cups up here.
Bye. Have a good South dinner.
So long. Until next week when I call in from wherever the heck I am next week.
Until next week, can I call in from the Booze Cruise in Chicago?
Is that on Monday? God.
It is on Monday. I don't know if I'm going yet or not.
Why wouldn't you go?
Well, at least I don't have to miss lacrosse, so now that makes me more optimistic now about going.
The main reason is, one, I didn't have a ticket for a long time. I recently did get one, but I have to figure out what boat my friends are on.
What boat are you on?
Currently three.
Okay.
What boat are you on, JJ?
Currently three as well.
I also need a hotel as well.
I am probably just gonna.
Plenty of people sleep on the streets.
I would say I am tempted to use. My car. I'll be honest.
I don't have a car.
You can sleep in my car if you
I'm
want.
Not doing
we can fit it.
I'm not doing that.
You guys could go to 63rd.
Oh my god.
O Block.
Wait, I should just ask Terrence.
Oh
what
yeah, you can
stay
with Terrence.
I spent a night in cellular in what's it called now?
The cell.
I spent a night in guaranteed rate fleet field. Here's the results.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I feel like they'd probably let you sleep in there.
Okay, listen. It would be attendance.
It would be attendance.
Please come to our
unironically,
game.
Please come to their games.
Please, right. Come to our games.
All right. We have 27 minutes left in this show.
What should we discuss? Because it's probably not going to be hockey.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Little Notre Dame baseball talk?
Two out of three. What should I ask?
A third straight?
What should I ask Sean Stifler for my commencement interview tomorrow morning?
I have to talk to Gump tomorrow morning.
Hey.
I've enlisted Jacob to join me, maybe to take the edge off a little bit.
Big observer guy over here.
Yeah, I say he's there as a moral support.
Oh, this is your commencement article?
I told Dan, like, usually we do at the end of the season, but frankly, I probably want to talk to her when she might still be in at least somewhat of a good
mood.
Well, no, we always have to do it a little bit before the end of the season.
Kill two. Well, in softball's case, we probably could do it after the season ends.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
Made it 24 years in a row.
As I intend to put it in our hype video for our broadcast tomorrow, some streaks are made to be broken, and some streaks are made to live.
Let me tell you.
Four straight games.
That's actually an electric intro.
Four games.
And you can catch the ACC tournament right here on WVFI Airways on Wednesday at 3:30.
On probably a tape delay.
On a tape delay, but welcome.
Maybe I'll make a guest appearance on the
dude,
podcast.
Dude, JP, the PA guy, said he wants to come up and watch us do it.
No way.
So, I kid you not, I think we should just get everyone to come and watch it. Like, be a fun. I mean, it would be a fun time for probably about three innings, and then it would very quickly take a turn. But if they win, it would be a very fun time.
Today's guest show. Today's potential guest was/may still be Shannon Beckler.
We all figured that out.
There's only one athlete who tolerates us enough to possibly
to even possibly
but
show up.
She has a final at 7:30, so she told me she might want to just lock in for that.
So she's still locking in for that.
Come on,
honestly,
stop locking in the final, Shannon.
Oh,
the phones!
The phone.
Someone's calling.
Ryan Murphy is calling. Hold on here, folks.
Is it Ryan Murphy?
It says it's Ryan Murphy on caller ID. Here we go.
It's a burner.
Hey, Ryan Murphy, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Longtime fan of the show.
Great concept.
Here. Reporting live from South Quad. Just wanted to say it's a beautiful day out here. I have a question.
Yes.
Which I'm not really sure what it is yet, but I'm going to think of one.
Pertain to Notre Dame baseball or softball? Because that is what we moved on to.
Say that again? Baseball related. Okay, let's talk to baseball.
Phillies won today.
Earlier on my walk to the studio down South Quad, I saw Joey Spence outside having a catch. Just like, you know, normal,
as
having a good day.
Yeah.
So, in that vein, does Notre Dame baseball need to, you know, maybe play a game on South Quad sometime?
That'd be great.
Thank you for that call.
That'd be a great idea.
Appreciate you giving a ring, making sure people are out there listening to us.
Well, I don't know, Jim.
Unironically, when that Foundry Field goes up, we should play a game there.
Yes.
That would be very cool.
I think that's an
that would
immediate
be
yes.
Unironically, what does the baseball team have to do to make the ACC tournament?
Win one more game. That's literally it. Legitimately just win one more game in ACC play.
They got to beat Louisville one game.
So, let me put it this way. Yet another Notre Dame sports team will put their season on the line in the city of Louisville.
They
we are
0
for
winning.
3 right now. And probably the most unsuccessful team to this point. Softball, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
So, tied for the most unsuccessful team will be the one that looks to break the streak in the last regular season game of the Notre Dame athletic calendar.
We're going
to
find out soon.
Poetic.
Murph, hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
it. Enjoy
it.
Wrong. Thank you. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
You're
appreciate
so loud
it.
Loud in my headset.
Take care.
Ryan Murphy, everybody.
Like, blisteringly loud.
I don't know how to... Oh. Ryan Murphy, everybody. Thanks for so much. Thanks for Ryan Murphy giving a ring. But I think there's a lot... There is a lot to ride on a Louisville series against a Louisville team in Louisville for this baseball team that I don't know necessarily if they'll be able to get it done.
I mean, in theory...
You should just be able to get one.
This team... like. Record aside, this team is not the second or third worst team in the ACC.
No.
Like, it is very clear that they have legitimate firepower, and it just took them some time to you know, access it. The question is probably more on an intangible level, do they have enough momentum now to re-leverage what the, you know, the general middle of the season was and, you know, kind of put to use what... Because, again, we know they have pieces. Like, this lineup is not bad. The pitching isn't going to blow you away, but that's not bad either. It's just a matter of, are they going to show up?
It's a great question.
I choose to be optimistic. I think they've got a proof of concept now, a sense of belief that, like, hey, you know, Wake
Forest
game. You
got two starters, right? Oh.
The phones!
Toll-free call, 574-631-688.
Oh, boy.
Who's calling? Hold on, let me deal with this.
That's a South
the,
Bend area
hold
code.
On, I'll be back.
This is the content you pay to see, folks. Well, you don't actually see it or pay for it.
They're coming to take us off air.
He should be in tomorrow.
We're just vibing, folks. I'm sorry right now.
Who was that?
Someone looking for Pete Farah, our beautiful advisor here on this radio station.
If anyone wants to get in touch with Pete, they just have to call the radio station.
Apparently, I don't. I
we,
have no
at least
idea.
We take calls. Imagine you're calling into like some like just lo-fi rock show.
Or if just like the phone's all the way in there. I don't think this one rang.
No, this is just I don't know.
Time maybe. For the Five for Fighting Irish call to the bullpen. Sponsored by AT&T.
We do not have a sponsor.
No, we need to get a spy. Who would our sponsor be?
NDTV.
Ad manager Jacob Irons.
NDTV
has really
sponsors
been
this show currently. No, NDTV sponsors this
sponsored
show.
Sponsored by the Linebacker Lounge.
Show me one piece of evidence that suggests that.
Puck-Tok-Tu is brought to you by NDTV.
It doesn't say that on the thing.
Buddy, you don't wait the full minute. It's at
you
the
don't
end.
Play the full minute.
Because you get into it and you don't want to sit there and listen
it's
to it.
It's bad radio if I wait a full minute.
I think that's what we call music radio.
But we're not music
or
radio.
This isn't a music show.
We're a talk show. We talk. That's what we do.
We're talk radio. So wild.
Well, you're seriously telling me the Puck-Tok-Tu song is a full minute.
No, just the music is the background music so that we can have a little extra on the back end.
I mean, you could leave the background music on.
But it does not say presented by NDTV.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
This guy. This guy thinks he's going to step into the main chair next year.
Yeah. You'll never stand where he stood.
Oh, no, that will be me.
You'll never be him.
I can't wait until you tune in every Monday and I'm spitting hockey facts that you don't even know.
You know, Irons is still crying from the butt-kicking the Vancouver Canucks about taking this round from Edmonton.
Oh, we should talk about
Dude, they've got no shot.
We should talk about
man.
The other series.
Do we want to?
Yeah.
Why not?
I watched
let's
a
talk,
lot.
Let's talk some real
I have been watching so much hockey.
I have, too. It's awesome.
Let's
it's
talk some so real hockey.
Okay. Get rid of the NBA. No one cares about the NBA.
Yeah, screw them.
Yeah, basketball is canceled.
Can we talk about the series last night? What a great game that was. Between the Knights, Golden Knights, and
yeah,
the Stars.
Fantastic. How about me, last minute, 20 minutes before the NHL brackets closed, changing my first round pick from Vegas to Dallas?
Good
wow.
Call.
Look
Good
at
call.
Me. Look at me. Who would have thought after they went down 2-0 at home?
Who would have thunk it?
First team.
It's almost like someone would have thought David Pastrnak was going to score the game winner.
I'm going to friggin' lose it.
Yeah, that was the squarest pick of all time.
But guess what? Was a goddamn but square pick. That was right.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
So I'm the blind squirrel?
Yes.
I'm just saying, at the very least, he could have made sure my oddly specific prediction came through and went through his legs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I would have
that
at least
accepted. That was a beautiful
right,
goal,
what else? So we have, what other ones, Jimmy?
Well, Panthers-Bees.
That is going to be an electric series.
Rematch of luck. I honestly, I think that series is going to be quick.
You think it's just Panthers?
I think it's just Panthers.
So do I.
I think Boston's
really?
Dead.
You think their legs are shot?
I think they're tired from going seven. And without Toronto played them hard, obviously. They did not win. And they should disrupt everything. They should fire Shanahan and Keefe. And they should trade Marner, but he has a no-move clause, so we'll see about that. But Toronto did play them hard, and that does no consolation for the Maple Leafs, but I think it will have an effect on Boston's performance in the second round. Okay. As well the fact that I just think Florida's a better team. Yeah. Boston really struggled to score. Their play in the first period. Their power play was good early in the series. It was a little bit cold later on.
But that's when Jay needed it. It went cold. That's fair. I always love in these series where people are like, oh, it started out good. Great. Where was it when they needed it? Like that's a conversation I always have consistently. Is like, where was it when they needed it? It was not there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a little underwhelmed with their power play.
I don't know. I'm more concerned about their overall 5-on-5 play. I don't think that Coyle and Zach are going to hold up as their top two. I mean, they had Zach on the wing for Game 7. I don't think Morgan Geeky is a second-line center, certainly.
So
obviously, the one X factor is if Swayman stops everything that moves, but, you know, Bobrovsky did that last year, and he's been doing that pretty consistently. We talked about his contract a lot last season and his overall arc, which has been crazy. But yeah, I think Florida is far and away the better team. I think this is going to be 5 max.
I think Florida.
I might even go sweep.
I think
you think
better.
Sweep.
I think they might keep 2 sweeps in the second round. I think Edmonton's wiping the floor with Vancouver.
But
stop.
I think
they're on their third string goalie against Connor McDavid, and they also could barely generate offense against Nashville.
I think that Florida is going to win for sure.
They average like 20 shots a game.
Because Florida dominated the Red Wings this year, and the Red Wings kind of dominated the Bruins.
So transitive property.
So by transitive property.
Under that property, god dang, I should be like.
Vancouver averaged 20.2 shots a game. The second lowest was Nashville at 25.
I don't know what to tell you.
And their
gotta have faith.
Their power play was also really bad.
Gotta have faith.
They won that series because they have more high-end talent than Nashville, and that's not the case against Edmonton. It's not even close. And I like Vancouver's guys, but McDavid and Draisaitl are the two best players in that series.
I'll give you... All right, let's do it. I'll give you $5 that it will not be a sweep.
This is a bad bet for me to take.
So then if it is a sweep... Hold on.
I'll take the $5.
Hold on. I got.
But I'm not gambling $5 of my own.
Boo.
Boo.
What about this? If the Bruins.
Oh,
get
I don't care
swept,
about the Bruins. The Bruins potentially could get swept.
Or
I'm
what?
Vancouver? I'm saying Vancouver will not get swept.
Okay. Hold on.
Because I really do think the Bruins have a potential to get swept. They have left it all out there. They played too many minutes.
I just don't think the Canucks are going to be able to hang. I know Vancouver dominated them in the regular season series, but one, that's the regular season, and two, 3 of those 4 games came before Edmonton changed coaches. They did have good numbers against Stuart Skinner this year, and we'll give them that.
So what math are you doing here, Jimmy?
I'm just not a Vancouver believer.
All right, then you should be willing to take $5. I'll give you $5, you give me $5.
So, no, but this is a terrible bet for me. The odds of them sweeping are not very high. It's just more of a gut feel. I'm going to pull
series
up.
Correct. Okay. If
hold on.
Edmonton sweeps.
Hold on. I'm pulling up something.
That here. Is 6-1.
That's 6-1?
Yep.
If Edmonton sweeps? Edmonton all right, sweeps. I'll pay the 6-1.
So you would pay him $30.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Athletic has an Oilers sweep at a 15% chance. So there's an 85% chance that
I'll do the $30. I do not think they're getting swept.
So I have to pay you 6 and you give
five.
Me 30.
$5.
$5. I'm considering.
That's such good value, actually.
It is good value.
Because they have McDavid.
This is why I don't like
Canadian
sports
piss missile.
I don't want to root against Vancouver, though. I like the Canucks. I love their goal song.
But apparently you don't.
You think they suck.
For,
and you don't
for
like
reference
them.
Here. For reference. Edmonton.
La,
is
la, 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 la.
Minus,
Murph was still here.
Minus 255 in game one in Vancouver. So you have
it is in Vancouver. I forgot they have home ice.
Yep.
But minus 255, that's like they're basically telling you.
Yeah, that's crazy, actually. That's actually insane.
That's crazy.
See, even Vegas agrees with me.
Yeah, but guess what?
Maybe you just are Vegas.
Maybe you are Vegas.
Well, Vegas is out, so.
Good one.
Hey, there we
ba-dum-bum.
Go.
Ba-dum-bum. All right, so let's keep going on the other series.
Dallas, Colorado.
Colorado, they got fresh legs.
I don't know. I like Dallas. I do like Dallas.
I like Dallas.
No.
Colorado, they're going to have a lot harder time scoring. I'm not saying you're not going to score, but I think Dallas's defense is a lot better than Vancouver's. Or sorry, not Vancouver's, than Winnipeg's, excuse me. I know Winnipeg's overall goal prevention numbers in the regular season were good, but I feel like that was largely a product of Hellebuck and just the overall personnel and their defense, I feel like, was kind of ripe to be exposed by the playoffs, even though I picked them to win that series. Don't just ignore that part. Whereas I really like Dallas's group. Their top six is freaking fantastic. I think their third pair is Esa Lindell and Chris Tanev, which is crazy. I mean, that would be a top pair for some teams, honestly. Not good teams, mind you, but some teams.
Not good teams, but some teams.
Well, yeah, but the fact that it's top, like, it would be a second pair, a really good second pair on most teams, and either of those guys could handle top 2 minutes. And I believe they're the third pair for Dallas right now. I just think the Stars are a wagon.
Me too.
I like Dallas in that
I
series.
Picked against them in the first round, though, so.
I mean, I almost did, too, partially just because of the matchup that they drew. I don't know. I like Dallas in this series. You don't. I get it. Colorado's very good. I just wonder, you know, as you go farther and farther into the playoffs, depth becomes more and more important. And I love Dallas's depth. They're actually using Lindell and Tanev as the second pair. The third pair is Ryan Suter and Nils Lundqvist, which is still a good third pair. Yeah, I mean, the friggin' third line for Dallas is insane. Dodonov, Duchesne, Sagan. Like, that's friggin' amazing. And then you look at Colorado, and it's Miles Wood, Ross Colton, Yoel Kiviranta. Eh. I'm more and they've got Zach Parise in their top six. Whereas Dallas, the second line left winger is Jamie Benn. Give me the Stars, man. Give me the Stars. Stars and six.
Stars and six. Yeah, I like that. I'll go Stars and six.
I just don't. I think fresh legs is so something to be said for.
Yeah,
it matters sometimes, but.
It's all like they get an extra day than the Bruins, don't they?
Yeah,
this series doesn't start. Or no, sorry. It's Vancouver-Edmonton. That series doesn't start. Vancouver-Edmonton doesn't start until Wednesday, which is so weird to me.
That's why I'm saying get on the Vancouver train.
Why does that matter at all?
Yeah, both teams are.
Both teams won in. Well, actually, Vancouver won in six, so I guess it's a very small help. It doesn't really matter, honestly.
You're going to be crying.
I don't care enough about this to cry.
Oh, well, hockey's canceled. Hockey's canceled.
That was 2 weeks ago when the friggin' Red Wings friggin' scored on Murph's friggin' Canadiens.
Well, and then you guys gave up an empty net goal a minute later.
We didn't know!
You should have known.
Where's the TV and the iPad, man?
Because Patrick Kane would have scored the game-winning shootout goal if it wasn't for you.
There wasn't a stoppage for them to look at the iPads between when the Red Wings scored and when the goalie was pulled. Actually, there might have been. I don't know.
Oh.
I think there was, actually.
I mean, it was like I think it was like a minute and a half real time.
Well, yeah, it was very close in real time. There may have been a stoppage, but.
Tough.
I mean, that's more tough for Jimmy at this point.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, but Panthers in four, so.
Okay. Panthers in four. All right, who's else?
Yeah, I'll take it. Panthers in four.
Rangers.
Rangers, oh. Hurricanes.
Rangers sweep.
No, I don't think it's a sweep at all. I will say I liked a lot how New York played in game one, though. They played really well. I thought.
I think they're a wagon.
I think they are too, but I think Carolina is as well.
So what happens when two wagons face each other?
JJ, one wagon.
What do we call that?
A wagon collision.
There you go. A wagon collision.
Inside you, there are two wagons.
Never thought about that one.
DOT is putting out the cones as we speak.
Oh my gosh. I mean, even with Game 1, the Rangers are still 12th in expected goals percentage, during the playoffs at 5-on-5, and Carolina is still 4th. I was really impressed with New York's play, though. They limited Carolina to 12 shots, I believe, over the first two periods of that game. I thought they came out really well. The power play for the Rangers continues to look dazzling.
Dazzling. What a
That second goal that they scored in the game, the backdoor pass from Kreider to Zibanejad. I texted one of my friends from home, and I texted Manny. Like, I'm like, that was one of the nicest goals I've ever seen.
Let's go.
They both agreed, as you would expect.
As one would.
Yeah, yeah, hold on.
People aren't talking about the Pasternak goal. Now, that's a goal, people.
People, everyone's talking about that goal.
I don't think anyone's shut up about that goal.
I think it's great.
You can't free to gaslight
me. Of course it was
like
a great
that.
Goal.
I still think Lindholm meant to do it. The way Pasternak goes through the neutral zone, no, the way that he's like angling in the route. I'm telling you, they broke it down on the Steve Dangle podcast today, and I watched that.
Of course.
Yeah, of course I did.
I think he meant to do it.
I think it was a set play. That's a common play. Teams run that play fairly often. It's not like it's the first time you've ever seen a play like that, where a guy will shoot in intentionally trying to angle it off the boards to get a guy going in with speed on a play that would be icing if the defense recognized it in time, but they usually don't. It's a really good play if you can execute it, and especially if David Pasternak's on the receiving end of it.
Pasta.
I will say the Maple Leafs should have never been in that position because Ilya Samsonov let in a comically weak goal to tie it. That shot from Lindholm was pretty brutal, man. Gotta stop that. He was way too deep in his net.
Way too deep.
Way too deep. Just like me into sports.
Oh.
Into
I thought you were...
Hey, wait a minute.
Pause.
Whew. Did not know where we were going there. We said some outlandish things on these airways.
You're the one who called Connor McDavid a piss missile.
Dude, he is. That guy is an absolute electric individual to watch.
I'm not saying he's not, but...
Canadian piss missile, man. Get out the way.
Are there any other series we haven't covered? No.
Do we want to talk about any of the teams that got eliminated?
We could talk about... We already talked about the Leafs.
Yeah, we did. We talked about Vegas a tad.
About how the Capitals were a Mickey Mouse playoff.
Well, yeah, but everyone knew that. What do we think about the Kings? They decided to keep their GM, Rob Blake. They're not planning on buying out Pierre-Luc Dubois, apparently. I don't know, man. That team is in a weird spot right now.
I don't know enough about it. I know they're on field play, and that's about it.
On field?
Oh, on ice, ice play.
There you go.
Excuse me.
We're now a field hockey show.
Talk about everything else.
When Winnipeg's head coach, Rick Bowness, retired after the Jets were the only higher seed to lose in the first round this year. Getting beat by Colorado in 5. I mean, he definitely brought some stability back to that team with their play in the regular season this year. But I don't know. We'll see. Murph has talked a lot about it. Both of us, I feel like, are not high on their core.
Yeah, I think they got to blow it up.
But they can't do that because it just extended Scheifele and Hellebuck last offseason. Time to do it was a year ago. They're like the Leafs. They're in too deep.
Yeah.
And like everyone's saying, oh, the Leafs have to blow it up. Man.
You can't blow it up.
Matthews was just extended. Nylander was just extended. And Tavares and Marner both have no moves.
Yeah. They thought this was the year.
No, they didn't, though. They didn't.
New year, same Leafs.
New year, same Leafs. New year, same Leafs.
Damn,
Leaf
I love
Square
this
did
show.
Look electric, though.
Leaf Square looked absolutely insane.
That place
insane.
Looked nuts.
I wonder what it's like to see a hockey or basketball team you root for reach the finals. Like, I generally do, just because of how long those playoffs are. Like, it's a 2-month run.
2012 was really fun until it wasn't.
I mean, yeah, I imagine.
Are you a Ranger? No, you're a Devils fan. Yes. We know this.
Rangers were the year before or after that, I forget.
2014,
2014, okay, say. Yes. That's
yeah. But just, if you go friggin'... For 2 months on a run like that, where you're playing every other day,
it's gotta be taxing. I don't know. Maybe people who are more normal about following their teams don't have this problem.
As a fan, I feel like it'd be the best.
I'd say the Knicks Sixers series took a lot out of me, and I'm sure you agree. I don't know how people just do that for like
winning of teams
more consistent winners. I don't know how they do that.
I don't even know what to say about the Sixers, man.
They stink.
They don't stink, though. That's the thing.
No.
You talk about a team that should blow it up.
Maxey's a superstar.
And there are
now, I don't know what the path to taking the next step is, but they definitely shouldn't blow
there
it up.
There never is one. That's the problem.
Trust the process.
No. Definitely do not trust the process. But I don't know, man. I think it's impossible to watch the series and not come away with the idea that there are still some bones.
How do they get better? There is no way.
Well, there's this guy in Miami who's pretty good who might be looking for a trade that can bring up winning edge.
Jimmy Butler is 35 and injury prone, man.
So?
Worked out
they tried that one.
I mean, I
they
don't
tried
know.
That
I think
once.
Max, when's Maxie's contract?
This year.
This year already?
Yup.
He's coming.
He's 23.
Bye.
He's coming to Detroit.
He's not.
All right.
Let's go.
Speaking of teams that we don't know how they get better. I'll say we could be the Pistons.
Let's go.
You could be the Pistons.
Let's go get Jaden Ivey. No, you could be the Washington Wizards.
Well, it's easy for those teams to get better when you're starting from the ground floor. The harder part is when you're stuck in that middle ground.
Well, I thought the Pistons would get better this year, and they were the worst team.
So did
I. So,
but I'm on my NBA hiatus until they show care.
What's
I hate the
Tyrese
NBA.
Maxey's nickname, Prince of the City. What?
I've never heard that before.
His basketball reference page tells me it's the franchise.
The franchise.
What?
MB does call him that sometimes.
So maybe they should
get rid
of Embiid. It's a weird
nickname to give if you yourself are the franchise player.
He calls himself the process.
Hear me out. I have an idea.
Oh, boy.
They trade.
No.
For the number one pick. So they trade Embiid to Detroit for the number one pick.
That would make no sense for the Pistons.
Jalen Duren.
Would it make sense for the 76ers in this draft class?
I don't know,
No, but then you draft Bronny James, and then you get LeBron.
You have been up this for like all
and then
year.
They win like 40 games.
And then
what if we just draft him with the Bulls second rounder instead?
I stand by my take that Bronny needs to go to the G League and LeBron needs to follow him to the G League and have the funniest retirement campaign of all time and just be like Wilt Chamberlain.
He could play
just
for
lording over like the Westchester Knicks or something.
Or he goes to like the overtime
Delaware,
elite.
Delaware
Blue Coat LeBron James.
I would say just go to like the Sioux Falls, you know, who plays in Sioux Falls?
No one, man. Why'd you go there?
Could go to Maine.
The Sioux Falls Skyforce. That's who it is.
Who's their team?
The Miami Heat for some reason.
Trivia question.
Miami couldn't send them to Fort Lauderdale or the South or anywhere else. They
sent them to Sioux Falls.
Can you name the four players the Sixers have under contract for next season?
Embiid.
Yes.
Nice.
This is like four next season included?
Yes. Under contract for the 24-25 season.
So Maxey does have another year, right?
No,
or is he
does
he
not.
This
he's an RFA.
Okay.
Ooh.
He'll still be there. We're just going to make it.
I hope
more.
Not Tobias Harris.
Nope, he is mercifully a UFA.
Okay.
Goodbye. I wish Tobias the
I know
best.
Buddy Hield is coming up.
He was overhated for a long time, but the end was brutal.
I know Buddy Hield
Buddy
is not.
Buddy Hield's a free agent. Yep. He's not coming back. Daryl Morey said the fit didn't work, and it was evident except for game six.
Oh my God!
I'm assuming Kyle.
Incorrect, Jimmy.
I'm assuming Kyle Lowry is going to be not.
Dan Orlovsky did it.
Free agent.
Yep.
Stop.
Ricky Council.
Ricky Council the fourth is correct.
There we go.
Under contract.
I'm assuming Batum is too old.
Yes, he is. Ricky Council is the only Sixer other than Embiid who is under contract for the 26-27 season. Although it's a team option, Embiid is a player option for that year.
Yeah. What's Campaign's contract situation
free
like?
Agent.
Rank your favorite Philly teams right now.
The answers, by the way, are Jeff Doughton and B-Ball Paul. Paul Reed.
Oh, B-Ball
Paul.
B-Ball Paul.
I think they're
Philly's
the easier
Flyers,
team.
Eagles Sixers, easily.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Philly's won again today. I know I already said that, but I'm saying it again. 10 nice. Straight at home, baby.
Well, he can have the positivity.
With a four-game sweep, the mop. Of the San Francisco Giants.
Nice.
Let's go. I'm going to go listen to a podcast with our pitching coach and eat a Modern Market pizza and try to do my half-hour comedy group pilot tonight.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Let's go. JJ, we'll see you at our Rourke's Trivia at 10.
Oh.
We always go every week with some of our observer friends, Hoche, Gabby.
This is the week.
Yep.
This is the week, folks.
This is the last week.
They'll nice. Say the last. Well, no, oh, yeah, next week, the booze cruise.
Backs against the wall.
Holy crap, it is the back. We need to lock in.
Hey, lock in to lock out.
Honestly, there is no one probably coming after us, so we could stay, but I don't feel like.
I would say we can, yeah.
We can roll. Clippin' it Reels coming up next.
No,
this has been.
Maybe not. Probably not.
Probably
tune
not.
Tune in Wednesday at 3:30.
Five.
Possibly.
Fighting.
Wednesday at 3:30. Tune in.
Softball.
What? This is how we're ending on that note? With the music just going out completely? Screw it, I'm playing Panama.